What's up, Uso? Main Event Jey Uso here from the WWE. When it's just me between matches, it's day one-ish. And that means it's Chumba time. With hundreds of casino-style games and new titles arriving weekly, there's always something fresh to try at Chumba Casino. The daily boosts make it even more fun. And have me about to get them all during my downtime. Ready for a fun way to chill out and enjoy a few minutes for yourself? Let's Chumba.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. See T's and C's. 21 plus. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
It's time for the Del Olalea Show.
On ESPN 97.5 and the ESPN Houston app.
Broadcasting live from the Huntington Bank Studios, here's Del Olalea.
When the world was a time of this and that, I was young, didn't know to hold it back. Now we're here in the world, something else. We can leave any day, call for help. We were gods, nobody was above me. The A on my chest like a Dolce. The A on my chest, put your fist up. The A on my chest like a chipmunk. Alvin, Theodore, breathe in, breathe out. Me and more, breathe in, breathe out. Never mind, it was time. Number nine, let my lies. Feline, with a death wish. Be right, didn't help. No name on the guest list. Hold on, we're destined.
But that's only for today. Sean's got a busy week out and about, because the station does. The station will be doing the soccer watch party thing. We'll give you some locations for that, but I believe it starts today. So from 12 to 6 throughout the week here, we're going to be out watching soccer, and we'll give you the spots, because we're also going to give you a chance to win a $500 gift card from Republic Boot Company. All you got to do is show up and sign up. So we'll let you know about that throughout the show. So what happened last night? We have a Astros game up in Toronto where Hunter Brown struggles with his command. He only gave up the one run, but he could not finish innings. And as he said in his post-game quotes, didn't do the best I could, and it was not a good night. He broke down what it is to be a pitcher, a starting pitcher, and whether you have command of all your pitches or three of those pitches and maybe even two. He said he had command of zero. Just one of those games. Here's a quote. Just one of those games where I had really poor command and control. Just couldn't really figure it out. So that's tough for him. You expect Hunter Brown to go deep in the games. In fact, it's something you need from him, because sometimes your bullpen is going to have to exert itself with different starters depending on whose turn it is in the rotation. So you just expect Hunter Brown to give you six, maybe seven of one-run baseball, two-run baseball, and you hope your bats are at least a little on so they can get you a win. That did not happen. Dylan Cease had a good night against the Astros. They had opportunities with runners on and scoring position, just couldn't come through. So they lose a game that you just expect to win because Hunter Brown's on the mound. And his 85 pitches through three innings, he gets hit with a batted ball. He stayed in the game, but not for much longer because of how much he had to exert himself simply to get through innings. So tough one up in Toronto as they still remain in their little bubble of 5 to 8 games. They had a chance to get 4 games below 500, could not get it done. So the Sisyphean climb up the hill, pushing that boulder up the hill to try to get back to 500, takes a little step back, unfortunately. So they lose that one. And some other news that come out of it is Jeremy Pena has to leave the game. It's a hamstring cramp. That's what it's being called right now. We hope that's the extent of it. History makes us a little concerned when it comes to the Astros. We'll hear from Jeremy Pena here in a bit as he had to leave the game. So he talked about his injury. But forward to the final against the Toronto team, who's fine. They're in that same pack of teams like the Astros where they're probably not playing as well as they would like. The expectations were higher. Certainly, people expected more than the Blue Jays being 39-39. So they're all in the same type of tier where the expectations are higher. They haven't been able to reach him yet, but the AL has allowed them to not be completely out of the race. And the Astros will go again today. It'll be Peter Lambert, who is, at this moment, along with Hunter Brown, despite yesterday's performance, one of your top two guys you can count on. And Bieber's going for the Blue Jays. So I feel pretty good about Lambert going up there. Wouldn't have said that before the year, and you know why? Because I didn't know he existed. I didn't know he existed before the year. Now I do, and I'm thankful for him because at least I go into the game. I can't promise you what's going to happen, but at least I go into the game thinking, we got a shot tonight with Peter Lambert. Other guys, it's more, I hope you have a shot tonight. With him and the way he's pitched, I can say the team has a shot to win as long as their bats are somewhat alive. And Shane Bieber is going to make his first start of the year. So we'll see what he's got. He has not pitched at all this year, actually. So he'll get a start. He's off the long-term IL. And Toronto gets their guy back against an Astros lineup who wants to get some get back because they didn't have a good night against Dylan Cease. So Jeremy Pena, as I mentioned, had to leave the game early because of his hamstring. Here's Jeremy Pena on that hamstring and what he thinks of it.
I took the swing, and then on the follow-through, I felt my leg just cramp up a little bit. You know, once I strained it out and walked it off a little bit, felt a lot better. But we want to be kind of proactive and see how it feels tomorrow.
Yeah, that's the one that you heard earlier. I mean, you guys have to be kind of extra cautious with it going forward.
Right, that's the same hamstring I hurt earlier in the year. I don't think it has anything to do with it, but we, like I said, we are going to just see how it feels tomorrow. You know, it's a long season, so catch it early.
It's going to be a minor thing. It won't be like something that lingers as for right now.
I think it's a pretty minor thing. You know, like I said, if I felt like kind of walked it off, shook it off, but yeah, just a normal cramp.
Kind of like you signaled to the dugout like that you're going to be okay to stay in. Was it just that proactiveness that was kind of the final decider for you to come out?
Right. We are, like I said, we don't want it to get worse. You know, we wanted to know what it was. And, yeah, I think we made the right decision. I'll call it for the day. See how it feels tomorrow and go from there.
Were you getting any imaging or have you had any?
No.
I'm not feeling great about this. He's called it a cramp. That's what it's been called because that's the words he used. Hopefully it's extreme caution. But when I hear it's the same leg, and I appreciate Jeremy Pena playing doctor and saying I don't think it has
not
anything
related.
To do.
Not really. Same leg, same body part. Not
but
related.
But has not nothing related. To do with it, even though I had a long-term injury.
Not related.
Don't worry about it. It's not related at all because hamstrings don't pop up again.
No.
Nah.
Famously. Famously, you get it once.
Famously known hamstrings.
Like chicken pox.
Once you get it once, they don't reoccur.
Yeah. I will say, if I was Jeremy Pena, I'd be a lot less patient with the Houston media, just being like, so it feels good? Yeah, feels good. Yeah. Want to be cautious. It's a long season. So are you feeling bad? No, I wouldn't say I'm feeling bad. I'd say it's a long season. Like, he kind of just answered, there's maybe two questions that each got asked two different times. Or just like, so how you feeling? not bad. Hurts a little. We'll see tomorrow. Play catch.
Yeah, you can ask.
Tomorrow, where are the plans? You know.
Can ask the media. How many times do you want me to say this?
Just like what do
look,
you want from me?
I get it. I'm not being very, very, very verbose with this. But how many times would you like me to say the same thing?
I don't know. I think it's a hamstring cramp. We'll see tomorrow. So are you going to get imaging done on it?
I think at least that's a pertinent. Have you gotten imaging done?
Yes.
He goes, no.
It just took
forever to get there.
Four other questions to get there.
That's actually a question of some importance. Have you gotten imaging done?
Yeah, because it's a like. It's a tangible thing.
Yeah, that,
that
can
you're
be.
Asking.
He can say yes or no, and
what's
if
up,
he,
Jeremy?
And it would explain why maybe there's less concern or more concern if he did get the imaging done. But that has not happened yet. So Jeremy Pena being peppered with repetitive questions, but we got some answers from him. He doesn't seem that concerned, but his answers for me don't make me less concerned.
No, no, no. That's the thing. It's like, no, we've gotten our answer. Now we just are going to get it three more times, but it's still the same Astros kind of like, yeah, we'll see. We'll see how it goes.
Yeah, there it is, Jeremy Pena. Maybe imaging will happen, and then we'll get a real diagnosis. But as it stands, it is just a cramp of the muscle of that hamstring that was a problem earlier this season.
So, Jeremy, have any good food wrecks while in Toronto? Or
yeah, you know the
you see what Freddy's up.
I was trying to get to that Chinese restaurant that Kendrick mentioned in that song. Haven't been able to get over there, but I hope to. I mean, this hamstring thing really puts in a cramp in that. I mean, now
okay.
Now
so it is really bad. It is
no,
a bad hamstring.
No,
oh.
it's a cramp, but now I got to stay back and ice it and all those things. Okay. I was hoping to just get out of here.
A lot of sodium, I think, and then.
Yeah. And
probably not great for your hamstring cramp.
Yeah. And by the time I get over there, maybe they stop making fried rice for the night. I don't know.
Oh, yeah.
I don't know. Maybe the kitchen is closed, but now.
I think that, they're one of those restaurants that have weird hours where you're like, what? You close at 4 p.m.? Okay.
Next time I got to go before the game. There it is. There's the latest on Pena. We'll probably hear more today, honestly. With more actual news.
Yeah. I just hope the word, whatever, deactivated isn't.
Come on, Sean.
That's
unnecessary. Let's not put that out there. Let's not even not
fly
even
back
suggest.
To Houston, isn't.
If I hear... fly back to Houston. Just yesterday, I talked about how they're pretty healthy. The healthiest, other than like...
They were pretty healthy.
Other than Lamont Wade, who was with us for about 3 days.
Yeah.
And they've been pretty healthy. They're now the healthiest they've been in a while. And then I got... First Hunter Brown gets hit with the ball. And then Jeremy Pena has to leave because of my hamstring.
Really is like right when you're like, hey,
they're playing better.
Looking pretty good.
They won 3 series in a row. They're pretty healthy. Hunter Brown's on the mound. He narrowly avoids injury because he just gets hit with a baseball. And then Jeremy Pena maybe has a reoccurrence of something that had bothered him earlier in the season. That's cool. It's all good. Good. Sweet. All right.
Still, whatever, 6 games under 500. All right, cool.
And then throw in a loss as well. It was a great night all around yesterday, or last night for the Astros. All right. Later in the night, there was a big trade, so we'll get to that. And we got news this morning, or maybe late last night, about the Rockets and a potential path forward as they try to improve, because now we go from run it back to, hey, we'll listen to calls. So we'll get to that reporting by Kelly Eco. The Rockets are not looking to make a move, but they're welcome to suggestions from other NBA teams if they'd like to. So we'll get to that as we keep it moving. If you want to join us, the number is 713-780-3776. We got a call from Keith yesterday wondering why the Bucks would even consider a move for Giannis to Miami without Bam Adebayo in play, and why he couldn't possibly be thrown into a trade because Jaylen Brown has accomplished more. Well, according to reporting, Haslam, at least why he didn't want Jaylen Brown, said, I was concerned about another star player not wanting to be here because I've dealt with it with Myles Garrett because he's the owner of the Browns and he's dealt with it when it comes to Giannis. Keith, trust, if Bam Adebayo had been in that trade, that's another star player who wouldn't have wanted to be in Milwaukee. So Haslam kind of knows the deal when it comes to his franchise right now. No star player really wants to be there, and that's why Giannis is in Miami, and no star player went back to the Bucks. We'll talk about that more. We'll talk about the Rockets, say, in a potential offseason acquisition, and one of their rivals has a player who's not thrilled with what's going on in his franchise, and it's now time to talk about another star in the league and whether he could be on the move. We'll get to all of that when we come back.
Kane is in the building.
This is the Del Olivea Show
on ESPN 97.5 and the ESPN Houston app.
Live from the Huntington Bank Studios, here's Del Olivea.
So after a long, well, at least if you're the Bucks, long, arduous path to this moment, the Bucks finally trade Giannis. He goes to the Heat for picks and young players of varying value. And now we have one of the best players in the world moving teams at 31 years old. I think he turned 32 at some point during the season. So the Bucks make the trade. Finally, the rest of the NBA can go about their business. Although the Wolves got going maybe an hour or so before the Giannis trade went down. They traded Julius Randle. I talked yesterday about a report that Naz Reid could be on the move because they wanted to make a trade for the Celtics. And then I realized who the source of the information was. He's one of the fake newsbreakers. Good old Evan Sittery. Once I saw that, I was like, ooh, yeah, that's not going to happen. Instead, the Wolves trade Julius Randle, who outside of last year has been a consistent playoff dropper. It is just what he is. He did it again this year. The Wolves make the move to clear up salary cap space. They sign Ayodele to a giant deal, get him to agree, one of their deadline acquisitions that I thought the Rockets should go after. So the Wolves are trying to do things to keep Anthony Edwards happy. We'll get to the Rockets news in a little bit, but I mentioned Anthony Edwards specifically because he is not happy. He hasn't been thrilled since they made the trade for Julius Randle when they traded Cat away. And now, because we're at that time of the year where once one star gets traded, who's the next star to be upset with the situation? And will that guy eventually shake loose? And do you have the assets to go get him if he demands a trade? Well, here are the Hoop Collective, which involves Tim McMahon and Windhorse and sometimes Tim Bontemps. I don't know if he's on this one. Talking about Anthony Edwards and what could be on the horizon for the Wolves.
My question is, what's Ant Edwards thinking?
I was going to say, we started off, we just spent a half hour talking about the Giannis trade that we've been talking about for years. And I'm not declaring anything with certainty except for the fact that the NBA vultures are swirling around Ant in anticipation of him potentially becoming the next superstar who's available in the trade market.
That's exactly right.
Or who pushes his way to the trade market.
It's fascinating on this because if you were to say who's next after Giannis, we would have said Ant. And that this trade happened the exact same time as the Giannis trade is fascinating. And Ant was really frustrated throughout. Really, he's just been frustrated since Towns got traded at how he gets double teamed. And, that was a big challenge for the the Wolves had to deal with their point guard situation, which they, I assume that's what the investment in IO is about. But they have to do something this offseason about addressing the Ant double team situation, especially knowing that you may not have DiVincenzo, and instead his offseason begins by and I don't think
that is Windhorse and the Hoops Collective on Ant's unhappiness. And this is why, if you're a fan of the Rockets and you're looking for where improvement can happen, while I am not a huge fan of, well, we'll just sit back and wait and see what happens, this is a reason why you might. Because you want to have assets ready for a time when a guy like this says, I want out. So if you don't see a path to improvement with a smaller move around the margins, and you just want to stick with the core you have and challenge the Thunder and the Spurs, and maybe that's a futile challenge, you're not going to win if you're a fan or even in the organization. You keep what you have, you keep your assets, because Ant Edwards could potentially ask out. There's always one player, there's a rotation, there's rarely two at the same time at this tier. Giannis wants out, and then there may be a lower tier player like Zach LaVine's not happy. There's rarely top five player in the world, arguably, two of them wanting out at the same time. It's just one and then the other. And as soon as Giannis is clearly
going someplace else. The Ant rumors start. And if you can do it, the Astros have the assets to get nothing, actually.
No.
The Rockets have the assets to go get a star player.
Yeah.
This is the guy, if this is real, that you wait on. And maybe there's another season where things don't go the way the Wolves want, and he gets more frustrated, and now's the time to pounce. I don't know if the Rockets have a great recruiter. We know that Ant loves KD, despite their back and forth. We know that he respects him quite a bit. I don't believe that KD has the personality of a recruiter. I don't know that he's going to go out of his way. I know the Kyrie and KD thing happened. Of course, James came about. But that was years ago now. Is KD on that type of time where he's going to, hey, Ant,
yeah,
I got a spot for you here. You know what I said.
He can be the Dwayne Wade to LeBron James.
Yeah.
Not sure.
I don't know if he wants to do that.
It's also different because they're, like 15 years?
Yeah, how many years would Ant actually play with KD if he did try to make the move? So that's a part of the equation, too. And while Ant might like KD, Ant doesn't feel like a guy who can be highly influenced, honestly, by Unk particularly.
It does. I mean, it's a little like on the nose for NBA, especially off-season talk, that it's like Giannis gets traded, and because of a separate move that happened, whatever, 2 hours before, it's like, or actually less than 2 hours before, it's like, oh, also Anthony Edwards. They mentioned in the clip, and we mentioned that it's like, there's always another one. There's always like another guy next on the conveyor belt of this is where 900 NBA Today segments are going to generate from.
It almost feels like, all right, this one's done.
But it happening on the same night is crazy.
I mean, guys.
Giannis didn't even get a day to himself.
If you thought.
He's gotten like 9,000 days to himself.
Yeah, he's had plenty, I think, at this point. But if you think this is all written out and a storyline, this would be evidence that you're right. This would be evidence that you're right, that once the current talk of the league has a destination, we gotta start the next a round of conversations about where is this guy going
to
go.
To the scriptwriter's credit, you know, there was a move that made it that changed the outlook. It's not just a like, oh, how about him? They lost in the playoffs, huh? Bet he's pissed off. It's like, no, they're actually traded down to get rid of Julius Randle. Just they didn't get anything. They traded Julius Randle the 20th pick to get the 33rd pick.
The 20th pick, and we thought Nick Claxton was going there, but instead he goes to Chicago, and they get some player that no one really knows anything about, as far as nationally speaking. And he is now in Minnesota. They were able to secure Ayo Dosunmu, so that is a backcourt mate, and so maybe Ant will love another guy who can be on ball a little bit and actually be a bit of a creator, but. This is perfect for anyone who believes they're not good enough right now, and they have the assets to go get a star, which is what the Rockets are. They're not good enough right now. They have plenty of assets to get a star. And the only one apparently who they won't trade is Amen Thompson. They have enough. Do you think the Wolves would like a Nets pick? Sure they would. Mm-hmm. Do you think they like a Suns pick? Probably. So if we're bringing up the possibilities of what a next Rockets move would be, I would say take a look to the north. Not we the north, just a little bit lesser north, and go, let's see how the Wolves keep Anthony Edwards happy or don't keep him happy.
Yeah, I think if I'm Anthony Edwards, it's a tough sell to be like, yes, we traded away Julius Randle for basically nothing. Therefore, we basically traded Karl Anthony Towns, who is just the second best player on a championship team for nothing. But despite all that, we did sign Ayo Dosunmu to over $20 million a year. You know the guy who was available for like 3 second-round picks last year?
Yeah, but that's the Bulls. You can't. You can't really take into account what the Bulls are doing.
It's a big come-up for Ayo Dosunmu.
Going from
like guy who can barely play on the Bulls. And gets gets traded for basically nothing.
And you think about Ayodele Sumu.
Oh, here's $100 million.
The Bulls had a hometown kid who played at Illinois.
Mm-hmm.
Born in Chicago. Decided, get out of here. But once again, they're the Bulls. So they traded Jimmy Butler away to Minnesota too, remember?
Yes, it's just that I'm sure they would have traded him somewhere else if any of the other teams were like, hey, first round pick for DeSumo.
I mean, the Rockets, I said what I said and I still will say it. But hey, I've questioned their backcourt decisions for a while now.
It's more just like, I feel like the market spoke on Ayodele Sumu, and it's like now it's $100
But the Wolves felt that they had to.
You can't let him walk.
Jettison salary because he was going to get paid a lot of money.
You absolutely cannot let him walk after letting Nickeil Alexander walk. Like you just can't. You can't let Nickeil Alexander walk. Have a hole in that spot. Trade for it. It go pretty well, and then also let that guy walk. Yeah. I get why you can't do that.
And honestly, did you want to pay Julius Randle what he was?
No,
what he was going to get over the next couple years?
I'm just saying, I get it. If Wendy is right and Ant's like,
he was upset.
What the hell just
happened? He was upset because of the Karl-Anthony Towns trade.
Yes, yes. And now the guy you got for Towns, nothing. You're getting a second round pick.
You know what? He might be like, get Randle out of here. He might be actually happy about that.
Yeah.
If you saw some of the Wolves' faces during that series when Randle was on his nonsense, that might get him back on board, honestly. Yeah. Get him out of here.
I love when people go, well, you know, there's the anti-tanking reform, so that's why the Nets want it. It's like, now that there's no, like, sure, we know what he looks like in the playoffs, but in the regular season, Julius Randle and the Nets, let's win 28 games.
Who else are they going to pay? I mean, at least they didn't pay Trae Young.
I mean,
which maybe they would have if the Wizards didn't come over the top.
The Trae Young thing is crazy.
They just got away from Bradley Beal, and they do this. They got away from Bradley Beal, and they do that.
They have the number one pick. Their future was bright, or it's still
pretty bright. Now they're tied to Trae Young for 4 years at that salary.
When's the last time Trae Young was better than De'Aaron Fox? And we saw De'Aaron Fox in the finals.
Look, man. Look,
I'm just saying.
I'm not saying you're wrong. It is just why stupid franchises, even when they show a glimpse of smartening up, will always be stupid. Look what the Wizards just did. All right, Eric, we see you. We'll get to you when we come back. You want to talk Rockets? Anyone else want to follow? The number is 713-780-3776.
Listening to the Del Olalea Show
on ESPN 97.5 and the ESPN Houston app.
Live from the Huntington Bank Studios, here's Del Olalea.
Let's get to Eric here. He wants to talk Rockets. We're taking calls. 713-780-3776. What's up, Eric?
Yeah, I heard a rumbling that Dale Olele is very happy about this trade because his team, the Heat, got Giannis. Remember when the Rockets and the Astros had good GMs, they would make good trades, you know, sign good people? When's Rafael Stone going to be gone? Because what he should have done was kept Jalen Green, see how far they would have gone in this year's playoffs. If not, then maybe trade him to get Giannis, instead of getting KD and this 8 burner phone, demeaning his players. I'll hang up the listen. Rockets need to get it together, and the Heat need to go away.
Wait, what? They've been away for like 3 seasons now. They've been inconsequential for about the last 3 seasons.
Is it like the actual, like,
or the
heat outside?
He's talking about the humidity.
Yeah, like I was worried about those Dutch fans this weekend.
Well, maybe the Portugal fans will be
well. They're
better.
They're not walking through through the city.
They're not. Oh, they're taking buses, right? I thought they were on a march too.
Oh, okay.
I believe
maybe
not from Rice Stadium, but I think they're on a march as well.
Big deal.
At least I've heard.
I think the Dutch invented walking. But.
Well, walking dressed in orange, I think is what they invented. A couple miles dressed in orange and chanting in Dutch, I guess, is what they've invented. But as far as Eric's complaints about the GMs in this town, well, I don't know if you have to worry about Dana Brown very much longer.
Yeah, actually, you're probably, I mean, he's not looking super great.
Yeah, there's no guarantee that he's no longer the Astros GM, but there's no guarantee that he is with him being in the final year of his deal. As far as Rafael Stone, or as you call him, Raphael, I think you know his name, Eric, you're going to have to deal with that. There is no indication that they're making a move at the top. So get used to Rafael Stone being the GM of your favorite basketball team. Although I'm not even sure that's your favorite basketball team, but we're gonna pretend.
Well, they were till they traded Jalen Green.
Well, let's talk about not his obsession with keeping Jalen Green, but the thought that
we're now on like almost 365 days.
He actually
him looking at the moon and wondering if Jalen Green's looking at the moon.
It's actually over that because I remember the trade was announced.
Oh yeah, before the trade
on the finals, game seven of the finals, which was June 22nd.
Yeah,
so it is now 366 days. Well, he might have woken up to the news. I forgot when it broke earlier in the day.
Yeah,
so it's now 366 days that Jalen Green was no longer a Rocket, and Eric is still not over it. Hey, we all have our passions. But let's talk about maybe there's some substance within all the nonsense. What if they had just waited out the year and then Giannis's value, or at least what the Bucks could recoup, was pretty much at an all-time low because he had a year left. He could control his destination. The only problem is, since he could control his destination,
did he want to
be a Rocket? It came out after the deal was done yesterday that he had the Wolves on his list too. He was interested in playing with Ant. Couldn't get a deal done, maybe because Jaden McDaniels wasn't going to be on the table. He's better than Hugo Gonzalez, so I'll give the Wolves some credit for that. They're not the
Celtics. As far as deal breakers
go. They're not the Celtics. Hugo and Shireman of all people for the Celtics.
Got to stay on brand.
It's who they are. I'm surprised Sam Hauser wasn't pulled off the table too, but. But as far as Eric's call, if you could have convinced Giannis that this is the place he wanted to be, you could have thought to yourself, Giannis's trade value is not as high as you might imagine. Now, that 10th pick already would have been gone.
Yeah.
It was last year's 10th pick, so you wouldn't have had that. But a Dylan Brooks, Jalen Green, throw a couple picks in, maybe one more young player. Could that have been enough to secure Giannis if he wanted to be here? This is all hypothetical because at the moment, all we know is Giannis didn't have the Rockets on his list.
Maybe it's an issue of watching too much Jalen Green and also being able to play the result on Jalen Green from this past year.
Yeah,
but it's like if he would have just played, whatever, 20 games for the Rockets, like, he would have had less value as opposed to being an Iron Man like he was this time last season or last year. But is he a better centerpiece to a deal than Tyler Hero or Khalil Ware?
One of them was an all-star. The other...
Jalen Green made an all-star?
I think you know.
Rising Stars?
He probably played in that game. He has
two-timer.
He's dunked on Cade a couple times. That's
He was in a dunk contest.
Yeah.
Don't ask how it went.
Need to ask because I remember.
An NFT was involved.
So, Tyler Hero, all-star. Whether he is still a Buck by when this trade is actually official, which I believe will be July 6th.
Yes.
That is up for debate because they apparently are going to shop him. But
this really is just this year's Kevin Durant deal.
Yeah.
Now with four times as many first-round picks.
And
more players.
There's possibly more teams, like you mentioned, like Kevin Durant's trade. Eventually had like six or seven teams involved.
Yeah, it was a seven-team trade. It just hit me like this will also just like every trade will get folded.
It happened on June 22nd, just like that trade did. Yeah. It happened. Now, the Kevin Durant trade happened a couple more days before the draft than this one, but it can't be official till after the draft, a couple weeks after. Yeah. And all the reporting is that there will be more teams involved because the teams who are currently involved still want to make moves. So, yeah, it is this version, just with more draft capital going to the team who had the star player. So, Eric, you didn't want KD. That's been well established. But we saw Jalen Green in the playoffs. You have no idea if his value would have even been less. Even if he had played this year for the Rockets, his value could have tanked even further if he had more playoff struggles. And did you watch the series against the Thunder? I mean, the play-in, cool. But Jalen Green was not good in the playoffs against the Thunder. So I don't expect that his value would have been higher if he spent another year at the Rockets. They got out probably when they should have. It just so happens that what happened with them didn't work out the way they wanted to with their first-round exit. I don't have any problems. I've said it before. Trade Jalen Green.
Yeah. No, we've
said this. Because Eric has called like five times about it or more. So we said it
gimmick
all the time. This is not the show that's going to side with it's a bad trade. In the hypothetical that you could have kept some assets and traded for Giannis, that's one thing. But there is no belief, or at least right now, there's no reason to believe that Giannis wanted to be here. So
that too.
In reality.
Because he's scared of the Western Conference.
That has not been disproven. So I can't.
He's the Lincoln Riley.
I'm not going to fight you on that.
NBA superstars.
Not going to fight you on that.
No. He's not. It's because of the flight to Greece. That's why.
But allegedly, Ant would have been the guy who he would have been fine with playing. On the Western Conference team for. Other than that, no go. All right. Thank you for the call, Eric. I think.
Yeah.
We always circle back to the same things, but there it is. As Sean was mentioning, I'm so confused because Eric called. Did we do our Dutch bit during on the air or off the air?
Yeah, I mentioned how they invented walking on the
Was
air.
That on the air?
Yeah, because okay. Eric said he was tired of the heat. He wanted the heat to go away.
Sorry. Said, everything just yeah. with Eric, I can't remember things. We always get off track. But yes, that was on the air. So
Dutch.
The move. Dutch, maybe they didn't invent walking or chanting. But they're one of the teams who bounced back in match day two, at least for their group, with their ass kicking of Sweden in Houston Stadium. Today, it is Portugal and Ronaldo against Uzbekistan. Lance left the show early to get on a bus to go to the game. Portugal in town, one of the star-studded squads of this tournament. They did not play like it. Let's see if they can provide a better performance. Ronaldo is expected to start. That may be good or bad for Portugal. We will see. But it's Portugal and Uzbekistan, then Harry Kane, who was allegedly being cursed by a Ghanaian witch doctor against Ghana at 3. Then you got one of our hecklers, Panama, against Croatia. And then Colombia versus DR Congo. And DR Congo's biggest fan, or most famous fan, did make it. So he'll be there. If you don't know, it's the gentleman who wears a stylish suit.
Looks great.
Looks great and does not move the entire match. He made it. He'll be there for their game against the Colombians. So it's 4 more matches today. We had a full slate yesterday where Messi with 2 goals, Mbappe with 2 goals, and Erling Haaland with 2 goals. As Norway wins, France wins, and Argentina wins. Argentina versus Austria, which the jokes kind of write themselves if you know world history. But they played. And Austria and Algeria play in the final group stage match of that group. And there's a scenario where these two teams, each one would benefit from a 0-0 draw. Because they would advance, and one of them wouldn't have to play Spain in the next round. It depends. Like, I think it would hurt Austria to win the match because they may have to play Spain. So it'd be better for them not to win and play to like a 0-0 tie, so they could avoid Spain in the round of 32.
Brandon Staley and Rich Bisaccia rubbing their hands.
That's what happens when goal differential goes out the door and you have 48 teams and third-place teams make it. That now, and these are things that FIFA has kind of weeded out of the World Cup because there was a time where the final group stage match wasn't played simultaneously. with the other group stage match that's the other two teams. So you would have moments where if you were two teams who needed a tie to advance and the other two teams had played, you would just kick the ball around for 90 minutes, not try to score. Like they would come to a gentleman's agreement that no one would try to score or no one would try to win the game. So we would advance, us two, and those other two are out of luck. Things like that. So FIFA's, to get around that, put the matches at the same time. But now, I don't know if the Algerians and the Austrians will do it, but there's a scenario where a 0-0 tie would be fine for them, because that's the spirit of competition. We'll see how it plays out.
I miss goal differential. I miss seeing that like a team has to win by 5 goals.
And if they score a couple early, they have some hope.
Oh, they're on track.
Yeah, and here it is. It is, and I said Spain. It's actually Argentina. Yeah, here it is. Whoever finished second in the group, in Group J behind the likely winners, Argentina, is set to have to face Spain in the next round, while the team finishing third may have a much easier task against Belgium or Egypt. So you could have a situation where it'd be better for both teams to lose that final match, depending on the results of the other match, where Argentina, if they take apart, I forgot who it would be. Is it not Iran? Iran. It would be Iran, I believe. If they beat Iran by whatever, it would be better for these other two not to really try to win. This is where goal differential may have mattered in a scenario. But instead, I hope to watch these two teams do their best not to try to win a soccer match.
I mean, Algeria's got to put on for the home faithful of Kansas City, right?
Yeah, you've got a whole
they
entire.
They got to honor their fans.
Yeah, those fans have and watched them have a stirring victory last night. They're down 1-0 to Jordan. And I said Iran. Didn't they beat Jordan? So it's not Argentina wouldn't play Iran. They played Jordan. Yeah.
Iran's in the same group.
No, I'm combining groups because there's two different groups I'm thinking about. So Iran is in a different group.
But, they're in the Belgium
group. Yeah, they're in the Belgium group. So, if you're Algeria, don't you put on for your sister city?
Got to.
In Kansas City, who's backed you?
You don't want all those Kansas City faithful to be walking out of the stadium and be like, this is the team I support.
Yeah, a team who played
this dishonorable.
A team who played to a 0-0 tie to avoid competition.
This desecrates Arrowhead Stadium.
No offense to the Kansas City fans. We've seen your quarterback flop around for years. Relax about desecrating anything in a scenario where Sean is actually speaking.
Taking off my Algeria jersey, putting on my Rashee Rice jersey. Ooh, shame on you.
I wasn't going to go there. I was just going to talk about your quarterback being a giant flopper, but there is that too. Stop it! They can't hold anyone to account. We've seen what Mahomes is on. All right, we'll go to break. Hour one done. Hour two when we come back. If you want to join us, the number 713-780-3776.
Houston's independent voice for sports, ESPN 97.5.
Hey, it's Ryan Seacrest here, and I have discovered a fun new escape from the daily grind, Chumba Casino. Chumba Casino has hundreds of social casino-style games that's all free to play anytime, anywhere with daily bonuses. So get to chumbacasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 21+.